What in the world did I just watch? What did I just watch? The Philadelphia Phillies are heading to the NLCS after an 8-3 victory on Saturday, whatever the day is, on a Saturday 4:07 game. 1:20, it doesn't even matter. The Philadelphia Phillies are heading to the NLCS, an 8-3 win, and these guys really don't quit, huh? And they continue to surprise me in different ways than one. I got to give really, really a lot of credit to this bullpen. This bullpen, this entire postseason, has been lights out. These guys have performed day in and day out, except for Alvarado's first blunder in the beginning on the first night versus St. Louis. These guys have played unreal. Brandon Marsh in a three-run bomb? Brandon Marsh hits a second deck three-run bomb. Had two hits today. A double. The three-run homer to set to just pop the lid off of CBP. Because once again, the Phillies and their fans at the Citizens Bank Park showed why they're the best fans in baseball. And there's all this just crept up inside of us for years and years and years. And did they not disappoint? Because, my goodness, they played a really, really dominating series. It never felt like this was going to be a loss. You always get those feelings in the game where you're like, uh-oh, if this goes this way, this can happen. I never felt that. They felt in control of this game. They really did. And good on Brandon Marsh to get that home run. Huge by JT to keep on hustling because Ronald Acuña Jr. is an idiot. And doesn't back up baseballs. He was awful in right field today. The guy didn't have a care in the world to play right field today. Had three strikeouts at the plate. And it's just remarkable watching this team play baseball. It really is. The guys fight for each other. The clubhouse loves each other. The bottom of the order has been elite for this team. Elite. Gene Segura, three-hit day. I mean, you name it, everyone stepped up. Everybody. Harper, opposite field homer. Single the other way for an RBI single. Marsh, homer. Stott, he put a ball in play to get a rally going for Marsh's three-run homer. Schwarber had a couple of walks and hit by pitch. Reese had a bloop single for an RBI. JT's homer inside the Parker. I mean, every single player, besides Castellanos today, who, again, has been great for them so far, stepped up mightily. They need this. This is what a winning team does. And they made it, not by luck, by playing great baseball, by being the better team to the NLCS. And we'll face either the Dodgers or the San Diego Padres. I can't even begin to tell you guys how awesome that was. How awesome these guys were. Noah Syndergaard was missing bats. He had 3 Ks in 3 innings. I mean, these guys were just, no matter who you threw out there, no matter who was on the plate, you always felt they had a chance. Every move in the bullpen felt like the right move. Everything was clicking. I mean, you name it with this team. The team, the vibe, the crowd, everything around this team is building. The energy in that ballpark, the energy behind these guys when they string hits together, when they put up two multi-run innings. Your superstars playing extremely well. These are the things you need to see in order to win and compete for a World Series. And I got to admit, I didn't see it. And you know what? That's shame on me. That's shame on me. Everything's different in the playoffs. You're in, you get the dance, things can happen, you get hot. I mean, it really is remarkable. It's where they were, even on the first night of the postseason, you didn't have any expectations going in. You weren't really sure. You know, you're down early, you're down 2-0. You go to the ninth, you put up a 6-spot rally together. Right there, the spark was lit for this fire. And they haven't looked back. The Braves are the World Series defending champion. They won a World Series last year against the Astros. They won 101 games. They stole the division against the Mets. And nothing. They get nothing. The Phillies are the ones moving on. The Philadelphia Phillies are the ones moving on. There was one moment in this game. I believe it was the sixth inning where, or I'm sorry, not the sixth inning. Yeah, the sixth inning. The Phillies went and decided to go with Alvarado, which I loved. Alvarado had a couple deep counts. He had a big 3-2 count to, I believe it was Dansby Swanson. Caught him looking on a ball, probably a little bit below the zone. But right there. Also, before I move on, the calls on both sides all day were really bad. Back and forth, they were bad. They were the strike zone was a little over the place. But from that moment, you come up, you get a big call, then he just goes out and dominates the next batter. You take your small advantages in these games and you run with it. These guys are running with it. They're taking it and going crazy with it. You really can't find a weak spot right now in this pitching staff either. They have been so, so good for this team. It just, you can't undervalue how big the starting pitching has been, how big that bullpen has really, really been. I mean, it's been electric. Dominguez got the swag. He's got the swag back. Zach Eflin had 3 Ks in an inning and a third. Brett Hand had 2 Ks. The Phillies struck out 15 batters. The guys don't quit. They never, ever quit. And sometimes you get a little bit of something and you get that feeling. Things are starting to click. Things are starting to go right. Things are starting to go in that right direction. The fact that these guys are now waiting in the championship series in the National League is beyond me. I never saw coming. Realistically, didn't see coming. You name it on what guys that just had great at-bats, all around great at-bats. Everyone had great at-bats. Bryson Stott puts together a great at-bat every time he's up there. Gene Segura had multiple great at-bats, 3 a day. Brandon Marsh was electric. Writing down fly balls. You can't, you can point to anybody on this team today, and they were a ginormous factor in winning the game. The series was dominant, though. The series was dominant. It wasn't really ever close. Without a 6-run lead blown in the first game, it's a 7-1 victory. They don't score in the second game. They lose 3-0 off of a blunder. They dominate game 3, and they dominate game 4. It never felt like I should be nervous about it. Of course I'm nervous. It's the playoffs. But there was something about it that always felt right. Always. And every inning, it felt like you had a great chance. I need to give credit to Rob Thompson. This lineup together today decided to put Stott 7, Marshy 9. Stott comes up 7, gets a nice big hit, sparks a rally. Gene Segura gets a nice hit. But then Marshy batting 9 just gets a couple pitches over the plate, flat ball down the middle, doesn't break, and booyah! You love to see Kyle Schwarber cash in with some runners on. But I'm nitpicking. I'm nitpicking because I can. And the team deserves all the praise. The team deserves all the respect now. And really everything that they deserve has been warranted so far this postseason. They deserve all of this hype now. They deserve this chance to go fight, to go to a World Series. I'd never thought I'd say the words. I mean, the guys just, they don't quit, you know? And Rob Thompson's got these guys playing great. Again, I said it before, every move that he made, it didn't seem like a wrong one. It didn't seem like he could make a wrong move. At all. Ever. It never, ever felt like the wrong move. And you know what? It's good on them. Good on them. I really think, excuse that noise, by the way. Excuse that noise. That never actually happened. I don't even know what that was. But you're starting to see the leaders stick out. You're starting to see these guys, your big name guys, the Bryce Harpers, sticking out, making a point, making a statement in these games now. Rhys Hoskins has stepped up quite a bit. I'll never, ever get that home run out of my head that he hit last night. But these guys got the swag. They have it in them now. They actually have a chance to go take something that people did not see them going to have a chance to even come close to taking. To go win a championship series, win the NL pennant, and have a chance. You got Zach Wheeler pitching at an MVP Cy Young level. You have Aaron Nola being clutch as ever, pitching at an MVP Cy Young level. You have Ranger Suarez pitching fine, pitching just fine, doing more than what he's asked. You have your bullpens. You have your Bilates that's coming into these, you know, roles to get some pressure relief from your team, and he's doing a good job. His slider's not biting as much still, but it's getting there. Brad Hand, the vet, the savvy vet, he looked great today. Wasn't all wild like he used to be. Wasn't all over the zone. Pounding strikes. That slider looked great. Alvarado, just magnificent. The guy, after he came off the mound, raises two arms in the air, goes and acknowledges the crowd. They give him a gigantic eruption of praise and claps and cheers for him. Sir Anthony Dominguez saying night-night to the Braves. The Phillies fans are doing the chop. They're doing the chop. The stupid chop. The worst chant in sports. All the attention's on these Phillies right now. And again, I didn't see it coming. But I'm so glad it's here. This has been electric so far. I don't think these guys really knew what Citizens Bank Park was going to be like. They don't know. They didn't know. These fans love their baseball. They will show up. And darn, did they show up. They don't have these fans. They might not win the series. It gets into the Braves opponents' heads. These guys are animals, and they played such a ginormous factor to get under the Braves' skins. The Braves' skin. That's the word. That is the sentence I'm trying to complete. And it worked. It clicked. The guys just got it right now. You're flowing. Can't slow them down. Can't slow them down. I would like to see the top of the order still get moved a little bit. Maybe drop Reese down a little bit. If we're talking batting order real quick about, you know, the Kyle Schwarber slow starts. But all it takes is one swing for Kyle Schwarber. He's been quiet the first two series. And he can have a championship series where he just blows up. He goes berserk. You never, ever know with this team. I'm so excited to watch them here in a few weeks. They're going to be traveling. Well, I believe. Nope. They'll be traveling to either San Diego or Dodger. I was going to say they might get a game one home game, but no, that's not true. Could you imagine an NLCS chance to clinch at home to go to a World Series? Can you really imagine? Can I keep on sitting here every week now with these Phillies games and these Phillies series and saying, can they keep doing it? Does the team really have the destiny? The team really have the perseverance, the resilience, the never quit attitude, and the fight to just keep on going and to really want it? And they want it. It's so impressive to see this team play this well. I'm beyond excited to see the Phillies win baseball games. It's something I just haven't seen since I was 9 years old, 10 years old. Win playoff games. I'm so glad I get to see it now. I couldn't ask for anything more. The boys are ready. Their moment's never getting too big. They're not scared of anybody. The Braves come in with a daunting Max Fried. You tag him up in the first game. I mean, you don't know. You don't know what you're going to get from these guys. You think one thing and the opposite happens in a good way. It's been all good ways. It's the crazy part. Everything's been a good way. Defense is incredible today. Bryson Stotts plays in the hole. Great pick by Reeves. Getting by a quarter of a step. Brandon Marsh right now fly balls. Reese with another backhanded play at first. I mean, you name it. The guys have just played outreal baseball. Unreal. Outreal. Oh my goodness, I'm making up words again. And I can't wait to see more. I cannot wait to see more. I'm so excited. When this game, I believe the first game is on Tuesday, would it be? Yeah, Tuesday. This first game on Tuesday is going to be so electric. I cannot wait to get there. But until we do, I'm going to sign out for now. The Phillies are your NLDS champions. They knock off the defending champion Braves. A fearsome team in the St. Louis Cardinals, but at least from the pitching staff-wise. And they keep on chugging. They keep moving. I don't know. The sky's the limit for this team right now with how they're clicking, how Rob's managing every little minor situation so well so far. Their stars carrying them. Not carrying. Their stars doing their respective amount of work, which they should. Said before the series, Bryce needs to step up. Castellanos needs to step up. They both have. They both have. But again, till next time, I appreciate everyone for listening. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Next time we talk, it'll be Tuesday night, and I'm going to be having a blast watching the Phillies hopefully win a game versus the Padres or the Dodgers, whichever which, bring them on. We might as well challenge ourselves here now. We're here. So until then, I'll see you all later. Thank you.